of times when I've kind of dipped into God's word for encouragement, strength, and help, and where the Bible's really helped me in those circumstances. I can think of so many instances, but I didn't really want to talk about those particular times when you kind of just dip in. What I wanted to talk about was actually spending time with God's word, not just when you're struggling with something, but how it feeds into our life, so that also when we do that kind of dipping in, we know where to look. But I wanted to start really with a bit of a confession. So have I always been good at reading my Bible every day, studying it? No. just to encourage some of you, I haven't. And there are times when I think, yeah, I've gone for a long period of time where I haven't really looked at it. Have I built my life on the word? It talks about building the house on the rock or the house on the sand. I would say that I'm in the process of building my house on that rock. But to be quite honest, a lot of my house is built on the sand. And I'm just kind of going through that journey of building my house on that rock. I can think to particular phases in my life when I felt God working in my life. Other times when I felt particularly distant. And this has really coincided at times when I haven't been reading the word. I remember when I was courting Jessica. Jessica was living in Paris at the time. So it was wonderful to head over to Paris and all very romantic and wonderful. But at that time, both of us were struggling quite a lot. We were reading, we decided to read some Bible verses together. So it was a book called Streams in the Desert. I don't know whether anybody's read it before. But it's kind of daily Bible readings. It was quite depressing, I have to say. But you know what? It was phenomenally helpful for that point in my life. And it really helped me through those times. I don't know about you, but have you ever felt that God doesn't love you, that he's kind of far away? Certainly in times in my life, I felt very lonely. I felt abandoned. I felt God hasn't been close to me. But often it's times like that that I realize that it's not God who's far from me, but it's me who is far from God. There was a time in my life, I've got an older brother. When Jessica was pregnant with our eldest daughter, Eleanor, my brother's wife became pregnant. They'd been trying for children for many years. She became pregnant with triplets, which was absolutely amazing. She gave birth at 26 weeks, and none of them survived for more than 12 hours. And I really struggled at that point in my life. I didn't rely on God, and I didn't read his word. I didn't talk to God for about 18 months after that. And I look back on that, and really, that was a period of time that I spent in the wilderness. I didn't grow. I didn't build any of my house. My house fell into disrepair with God. And I had to really rebuild that. And that's wasted time. I look back on that. And it's so easy to say, well, yeah, I should have just turned around to God and just relied on him. But that was so difficult. But I'd like to think that I've learned from that time. And I'd like to think that, you know, if terrible things did happen, I would turn to him more. And I've learned so much through that, and I've had to come back to that point where I trust him. So this particular passage, this particular section, chapter 3, verses 14 to 17, that I wanted to look at. If we could have the first slide. So my version is slightly different to that one that was read to you. It says, you've been taught the scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. Now, I was very fortunate. I grew up in a Christian family. I had parents who took me to Sunday school and encouraged me to go to church when I was older. And children are very much like sponges, you know. You kind of absorb things, you learn things. And I used to love the Bible stories. I used to love the stories about Jonah and the whale and, you know, Peter and all of these fantastic stories. And I can actually still remember, I can recite all the books in the Bible in order, which is fantastic. But you know what? That has given me a foundation with which to work. You know, those of us who have children, let's teach them the word. Let's teach them what it says in the Bible so that when they get older, they can actually turn to what is in there. Those of you who didn't grow up in a Christian family, it's never too late to learn. In 2012, there was an Australian who became the oldest university graduate in the world. So he completed his master's in clinical science at the age of 97. And I'm pretty sure there's nobody in here who's that old today. So you're never too young to learn. And those of you who've just come to know God, you are spiritual children. So dive in, you know, there's so much in there. So in particular, I kind of wanted to touch on what I've learned from it, what it's taught me. One of the real things that I love looking at in the Bible is the characters. Because it really relates to me. It's not kind of talking about how I should be necessarily, but it's talking about real people in the real world who struggled with real issues. One which I really associate with is Gideon. Gideon suffered from a lack of faith and self-confidence. You know, he said to God, you know, I'm from the least of the tribes in Israel. I'm the least in my family. He wanted proof that it was God talking to him. He turned the fleece over and asked for God for it to be wet and the ground around to be dry. So he's always looking for something. He's not confident in his faith. He's not confident in himself. And I really identified with that during my life. I still struggle with self-confidence. But I know that God accepts me and loves me. And how do I know this? Romans 8, verse 38 to 39. I am convinced that nothing can separate us from his love. Death can't and life can't. The angels can't and the demons can't. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, and even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Whether we are high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's so important to me. That really helps me in those difficult times. I know that nothing will separate me from the love of God. And I know that because I've been reading some of it. I read these things and I go, wow, that's just so amazing. There are other people, you talk about Jonah. Jonah ran away from God. He didn't want to do what God asked of him. Job went through times of suffering, questioned God. Joseph was arrogant. Moses was prone to anger and had no self-confidence either. He wanted somebody to speak for him, so God gave him Aaron. David, I mean, just reading through the Psalms, you know, it's fantastic. It's so real. It's not somebody telling me how I should be necessarily. It's somebody being real and honest with God. And that I really identify with. He asked where God was. Psalm 10, O Lord, why do you stand so far away? Why do you hide when I need you most? That was my cry when those triplets died. And I know that David lost his son. Talks about it in 2 Samuel. So there's so much in here. Talk about Peter denying Jesus. There are many times in my life when I have denied God, when I have just wanted to just be me and not admit who I am. And I could go on and on about all of these characters in the Bible, you know. But God chose these people. He loved these people. And more importantly, he achieved great things through these people despite all of their issues, all of their problems, all of their difficulties, all of their struggles. He achieved huge things through them. And I take comfort in their weakness. If I didn't have that, where would I get my comfort from? Where do I go for my advice? Do I go to friends? Do I go to family? Do I wait for a church service? You know, if we have someone who's been going through difficult times, how do we talk to them? You know, we talk to them about our past experiences. We talk to them about, you know, how we managed to cope through things. And I look at this, and this has got some great examples in here of times when people have struggled. And I just find that that is really encouraging. And it's much easier to trust in God and accept his salvation if you do that. So why do we build our lives on the word? Can we have the next slide? I don't know whether you can read all of those, but that's fine. I'll go through them all. So my version says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and teaches us to do what is right. It is God's way of preparing us in every way, fully equipped for every good thing that God wants us to do. That's just encouraging, quite frankly. So the first of those, teaching us what is true. Understanding the world we live in. I regularly have discussions with my wife, Jessica, about what's going on in the world. You know, you read in the papers, you hear on the news. How do you get your head around what is going on in the world? How do you understand it? How do you make sense of it? It's all in here. But we just need to read it to understand it. And sometimes I wish I knew more. But, you know, it's not good enough for me wishing I knew more. I've got to actually look at it. I've got to read it. By reading it, I will understand more. It helps us realize what's wrong in our lives. There's a lot of information in the Bible about correction, teaching what's wrong. I'm very aware that there are many aspects of my life that need correction. But God's word is not there to condemn us. John 12, verse 47 says, "For I have come to save the world and not to judge it." That makes me quite relieved. You know, one of the things I think is important is not just putting our opinions on things. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone's opinion is valid. You know, I have discussions with people at work about things. But how are my opinions formed? They should be formed on God's word. What I am saying to people about my opinions and how I interpret this world, how I interpret a discussion that I'm having, should be fed by what is in here. This is how I should be shaping my response to others. The word doesn't just show us what's wrong in our lives and leave it at that, but it helps. And I love this phrase from my translation. It says, straighten us out. Teaches us about forgiveness, the example of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, and how God put him on the right path. I remember before I met my wife, I'd been to university. I'd kind of gone off the rails a bit. And I started a Bible study with a friend of mine called Nick. And it wasn't long after we'd begun this that we were reading a passage in James. James 5, verse 16 says, confess your sins to each other. It's not something I'd particularly done before. You talk about things that, you know, all this, you know, these things are difficult and these things that more generically, but to actually confess, to say sorry, say this is what I've done and I am sorry. It was a real release. I can't explain it. If you've never done it, please do. It's amazing, and it gave me a real sense of forgiveness. Confessing to him in front of God and asking for forgiveness from God in front of him. And that sense of a fresh start was just wonderful. I really recommend it. Teach us what to do what is right. Everyone knows the Ten Commandments. Mark 12, 29, 31. Jesus teaches the greatest of these commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. You know, the Bible is full of good advice. You just have to read through Proverbs to see all this. You know, it's jam-packed. There is not too much there for us to know. Prepares us. Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. Have you built your house on the rock? Jesus talks about listening to his teachings and comparing this kind of person to someone who builds their house on the rock. It prepares us for the storms ahead in life. Where is our strength? Where is our resilience? Is it because of our own past experiences? Is it our friends, our family around us? Or are we building it on God? Are we building it on what he tells us, on his promises? That is where we should be building our lives. It equips us. There's lots of verses about equipping ourselves. Most obvious one is putting on the armor of God, Ephesians 6, verse 11. There's so much, and I would love to speak to you all for 2 hours. I'm sure you wouldn't enjoy it quite so much. But I wanted to finish with a few thoughts. Can we have the next slide? More than anything else, spend time. Spend time with the Word. If you don't read it, you can't rely on it. If you don't know what's in there, how are you going to find that help? How are you going to find that comfort? Like I say, I'm not perfect at this. I am still learning. I am still building the amount of time that I spend on the Bible, the amount of time I spend studying the Word. Use a study guide if you find it difficult. Word for the Day is one that my wife and I have used over several times. Really useful, quite short, but just gives you some thoughts. Not every day will be relevant to you on that day, so don't get discouraged. But the whole point of it is to build up a library of knowledge that will support you in your daily life, so that next week something happens, you go, oh yeah, I read about that 2 weeks ago. I remember that. I remember the story of whoever it was. Yeah, let me go back to that. Let me find that. That will, you know. Also, you know, if you don't understand it, you don't find things, there's things like indexes at the back of your Bible. If you want to find out information about things, I always remember the little Bibles, you get the Gideon's Bibles, and at the front of them they'd have little verses if you're struggling with this. And, you know, if you don't know anything, that's a great place to start. But you have to start somewhere. You have to start digging. You have to look for what is in there. Take little steps. I sometimes get frustrated that I don't know where a particular verse is. If I've read it at some point, there are concordances, there are indexes to try and find that verse. But again, it's knowing that it's there in the first place. Don't be discouraged if you don't know the answer or can't find the passage. Galatians 6, verse 9. So don't get tired of doing what is good. Don't get discouraged and give up, for we will reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time. Ask questions. You know, Jesus used to debate the scriptures in the synagogue. I don't know all the answers, but in trying to seek those answers, I feel more able to speak to others about what I believe and what I believe God says to us. I can have those conversations without fear because I don't know what I'm talking about. And lastly, kind of let God's word help you to find a vision and achieve that vision. Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do and he will guide your paths. The last bit of that passage, I kind of expanded on the passage for the reading. Because at the beginning it talks about Paul and what he's suffered, what he's been through. And he's instructing Timothy. This letter is an encouragement to him and some final instructions. And he talks about building his life on the scriptures and telling him that, you know, it is God's way of preparing us in every way, fully equipped for every good thing God wants us to do. Verse 17 says, complete the ministry as God has given you. So he's talking about the scriptures helping him to achieve every good thing that God wants him to do. And at the end he says, let that help the ministry that God has given to you. And I want to encourage you to seek God's vision for you. It's one thing that the guy who came to speak to us, who spoke at New Wine, I can't remember his name. But he talked about having a vision. If you don't know your vision, read the Bible, find a vision, let God speak to you. Dig deeper into his world into his word so that we can complete the ministry God has given us. I just want to take a time to pray. Father God, I just thank you for your word, God. I just thank you for all it teaches us And Lord, if we knew it better, we might struggle less. We might rely on you more. I pray that you would encourage each one of us to read your word more. I pray we would encourage each other to read your word more, Lord. I pray that in doing so, that you would just give us the right words for others at times that they need them, God. Thank you. In your name, amen.